Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August 17th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn steady at 565 and three quarters, September wheat down 13 and a half cents at 747, and November beans up 5 3/4 cents at 1374. We did see two sales this morning, 198,000 metric tons of beans to China and 132 beans to unknown, that's most likely China. Crop ratings overnight, we had corn down 2 percentage points in the good to excellent category, now rated 62% good to excellent. Spring wheat unchanged at 11% good to excellent. We have 58% of the spring wheat harvested versus 36 on average. And the soybeans took the big knock. It was down 3 percentage points at 57 good to excellent versus 60 last week. What I'm gathering so far is the South Dakota yields were better than expected. The USDA has 131 pegged in versus 151 from the crop tour. The crop tour is going to be heading toward the middle of the country now, and they'll finish up on Thursday with results on Friday. But, you know, again, I believe that these crops are going to be better and the yields will be better once it's all said and done out here. The weather looks to be much better around the areas that have been dry, which is why I think wheat took a big tumble here today, at least to start the day. We've got good rains in the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa. So a lot of places that have been dry are going to get rain. That should be good for, you know, winter wheat seeding out here once we get into that, which will be probably another month or two away. But certainly the rains will help if they come. And most of the models are in harmony with that, expecting more rains. And that's what I think pushed the wheat down. The dollar's up 33 ticks, back close to 93 cents again, up to 92.95 this morning. So that certainly doesn't help the case for the wheat. Soybeans higher because of the crop ratings. I thought they were going to be steady to 1% better. I really think these rains are helping, but it's not really showing up on these crop progress reports. But the South Dakota yield may be pointing to the fact that yields are better than what we think they are, despite the crop progress reports. So it'll be interesting to see where they finish up here by the end of the week. Really not a lot of fresh news. I think it's now the ninth day in a row we've seen the Chinese buy some beans out here. I expect that to continue for quite some time. But we know Brazil is going to ramp up, and they're looking at exporting 90 million metric tons of beans. So I think the Chinese are just buying in here lightly just to make sure they've got their sources secured out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.